A necessary next step has been taken in an effort to complete accessibility upgrades at the Kim 1 softball field inside Riverside Park. Ward 5 Councillor Sherry Roberts brought forward an amendment at a meeting on Thursday morning to add the $3 million project to the 2025 budget. I bring this amendment forward to fund the Accessible Ball Diamond Project for 2025 not just as a matter of inclusion, it's a commitment to equity and community well-being, Roberts said. Accessible recreational spaces ensure that everyone, regardless of their ability, can participate in activities that foster physical health, mental wellness, and social connection. For individuals with disabilities, sports like baseball can be transformative, offering opportunities to build confidence, develop skills, and create lifelong friendships. The community has been vocal about the need for upgrades at the Diamond, which is the primary home for Buddy League Adaptive Baseball, with several delegations speaking at a past council meeting. Roberts reiterated the message on Thursday. "We heard it from the folks who are directly impacted by the lack of accessibility at the site currently," she said. "They have trouble getting to and from the Diamond, they can't access the dugouts like the other kids, and some can't even use the washrooms. An accessible ball diamond would demonstrate our city's leadership in accessibility and inclusion." The recommended work for the field includes paved accessible parking improvements with approximately 20 parking spaces, hard surface accessible paths to the field, a shaded accessible dugout area, accessible fan bleacher seating, new field fencing including backstop fencing, lighting improvements including LED conversion, a new accessible artificial turf infield, and sightline improvements through berm removal or modifications. Of the total expenses, $2,525,000 is associated with construction costs for the field, and an additional $500,000 is needed for the accessible washroom. Funding for the project would come 50% from debentures and 50% from sponsorship and donation revenue. Last month, Council unanimously voted to direct staff to apply for funding through the Jay's Care Foundation that would bring in $150,000 to offset costs. Following Roberts' amendment, Ward 4 Councillor Ross Earnshaw asked for clarification from Chief Financial Officer Cheryl Ayers on if the funding would be fronted by the city and then recouped through sponsorship and donations. "The intention is throughout 2025 this project will need to go through the conceptual and detailed design phase," Ayers responded. "So, while that work is going on, we'll be working on securing grants, sponsorship and donations before the construction proceeds. I believe it's anticipated that construction would not actually proceed until 2026 because we need to allow time for that design process. So, before we get underway with construction, we're hoping to have secured those other sources of revenue towards the project." Cam Linwood, who runs the Buddy League in the city and also works for the Jay's Care Foundation, was thrilled to hear about the amendment being brought forward after expressing concern when the upgrades weren't included in the mayor's budget. "One of the most important aspects of our Buddy League Challenger baseball program is the community that surrounds it," Linwood said. "We're excited to work with the city to engage the broader community and see our field of dreams come to life through their support. This was a big step toward our vision of a fully accessible softball diamond in Cambridge, and we're hopeful that the project will continue to see unanimous support from council throughout the remainder of the 2025 budget process." All amendments will be voted on separately at a meeting on November 27. Mayor Jan Liggett has the power to veto any amendments passed by council between November 28 to December 9.